experiences I would have missed out on.
Like, imagine, you think you would have turned out like a crazy, like, Nickelodeon type kid that would have been like,
God, I really
hope. Like, you never know. Like, what if you, like, you literally never know.
You never know.
Like, you could have popped off the next year. You could have been massive. You could have fell off 5 years later, and you could have been a crazy fucking drug addict gone crazy kid.
Jesus. All right.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kids at Work podcast. My name is Matt Corman. I've spit in my mouth. My name is Matt Corman. I'm the host. That's exactly why you're here today. I'm with my homie Berger. Berger's a recording artist. He's also a really good kid with an amazing story behind him. Been trying for a while to get you on the podcast. It's been a little bit of time.
It's been a minute.
It's been hard to get a hold of you. I told you that you were like in touch with the president. So that's pretty tough, man.
Yeah. No. Not this one.
Yeah. But let him know a little about you, bro. Where are you from, and who the hell is Berger, bro?
Yeah. What's up, peeps? I'm Berger. I'm from Mass, like the outskirts of Boston, small town called Lunenburg.
Skirt.
Shout out to all my LBG people. I grew up like doing music since I was like 12 or so.
That's crazy.
It was wild.
You know what's crazy? That's the craziest thing. Like, every time you say that, it always re-registers with me, because I feel like I've been doing this forever, and I've been doing this since I was 19 years old. I mean, right. I've been rapping, like, freestyling since I was, like, I was on rapbattles.com at, like, 11 years old. I think it was 10 years old.
Wow.
But, yeah. Like, you were doing music at what age?
I was always around music. My dad did music, yeah. And my sisters dabbled, like, with talent shows and stuff.
Wait, your dad did music?
Well, he was a DJ. So, like, he always had music around. He was always, like DJing, like, yeah. He had a DJ set in the basement. So, yeah. Like, I was always around music. And, like, around, like, 8 or 9, my dad had, like, a recording, like, mics for his friends sometimes. I'll come over and record, and I was like, yo, dad, I need to do a song.
That's crazy.
For fun, because I'd always see them, and I was like, what about me? What can I do?
Yeah.
So, around 10 or 11, he helped me make my first song, and it was called Twist With It. And
still a record, bro.
Yeah.
You twist with it, it's just fire, bro.
That shit goes hard. Honestly, yeah. I was a hard 11-year-old.
Yo, so here's my you were. Here's my question about that shit, bro. Like, I've heard it.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
How did you come up with that shit? Like, did you write it, or did people write it for you at that age?
It was a combination of both.
Because how do you even know to do? Like,
my dad had a friend. His name was James, and he helped me write the song, because I knew I wanted a dance record. Because yeah. I think at the time, I don't know if it was Soulja Boy or...
Pull that shit closer, too.
Oh, yeah, I don't know if it was Soulja Boy or whoever it was, but...
Soulja Boy's lit as well.
He was very lit. I mean,
he's still...
He's a staple.
Soulja Boy. I was watching a fucking interview on him the other day, and he was going over, like, all the shit, all the hits that everybody took from him, and it's like, what he's really done, and, like, people forget.
Right.
If it wasn't for Soulja on YouTube, then, like, you know, a lot of shit wouldn't happen. But anyways, please continue.
That's very true. People do forget, but he's a staple for sure.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of credit out there.
Yeah.
But
back to Berger.
Yeah, back to Berger. I can't believe I just said that in third person. Anyway.
Hang around me too much.
Of course.
8 years old, you knew you wanted a dance record.
Yeah. I wanted a dance record, and I was like, yeah, this is what I sort of want to do. I wanted to, like, I just want to have a dancing hook. And James was always teaching me how to, like, write rap, because I would see him write raps. I'm like, what does these slashes mean at the end of a line, or which would be a
classic
breath? He'd be like, what's the AB rhyme, what's the difference between all this stuff, because I'd just be curious, you know, hanging around. And then, like, it was when Soulja Boy, because in the first verse I was like, Soulja Boy got nothing on me. That's what, like, sparked, because I was like, I need a track, like a dance track. And then I started with that.
You dissed people at 8 years old?
At that time I was like 10 or 11 or something. Wrote it. But yeah, I was out there.
Yeah, you were looking for free beef, bro. Yeah, you're trying to get play the market already. You already knew the business.
Literally. I was trying to talk. Yeah. But I started writing that, and he was like, all right, now from here, you would put, like, a few words at the end of a sentence, like as a practice method, and you would put words in between to try to rhyme it. So he helped me do that in the first verse, and then we would just go through the whole verse and try to, like, create it. And so we'd both, like, I'd come up with something, but most of the time, like, I probably he did a lot of the work with me. But that was fun. And then there's people that came in later down the line that
make music. For those who don't know, Twist With It, I'm actually gonna play a little bit. I mean, I don't know who the fuck still gets royalties for this shit.
I do. We own all royalties.
You still get. Okay,
we own all royalties.
So you're not gonna.
You're gonna file an ad report on this thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
If I play this over this, then you got the little red background. Here we go. Oh no! There's Glad We Met. Is Twistwood on here?
Twistwood is not on what's Spotify. It called? On Spot? No, it's only on YouTube.
Oh my god! All right, I'm gonna pull it up on YouTube. Like, because oh yeah, so I'm still curious about this. You guys recorded it like in your dad's studio or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck like mixed it? Like, how the fuck you know what I mean? There's a whole process after recording too. And they're like, who decided on the artwork? Like, how did this shit even happen?
So Twist With It was just a song. Like, it was just a song at first, and we did it at our talent show. We had some people there. My dad had some connections in terms of the music stuff. So I was able to be able to perform at the talent show, and someone that also lived in the same area was also like working with Universal.
Who's Glass Rock Entertainment?
Glass Rock Entertainment. Alton! Shout out Alton! Oh, man. I was just talking to him like a few weeks ago.
That's crazy.
But he's great. He does film production. Yeah, he has a movie on Netflix right now.
Really?
Yeah, I forget what the name of it, but it's a good movie. Back in the day, he did Twist With It. He did the video.
So he shot this because this is by the way, if you guys are by YouTube right now, at your desk, wherever you are, if you're at work, if you're walking around, look up Berger Twist With It music video. I mean, this shit's from 2008. I'm going to play a little snippet right here. Yeah.
Berger, coming at you live.
Pizza! You heard me?
I'm one of the Black Ties boys. Down with WPE, Mill, Will, JK. You heard me? Put your right hands up and your left one down. Do you switch with it? Do you twist with it? Put your right foot forward and your left.
You guys get the point. He's fucking lit
right
already.
After that, I said, Soulja Boy, I got none on.
Damn, bro. That's hilarious.
See my age check and see? Yo, man, that was hilarious. That's
still a record.
That's still a record. Yo, you know what's going to happen? That's going to come back and just be like a viral thing. Whether good or bad.
Once you start dropping your music now and you start, popping.
Oh, man, that's gonna take a big front seat. I'm going to take a back seat to all my stuff I did back when I was a tweener.
Facts. Cheers, guys. We're drinking Coronas over here, so shout out to Coronas, our sponsor. Unofficial. They haven't actually sponsored us yet, but yeah, shout out to our other sponsors. You'll hear them later on in the episode.
You gotta speak it into existence. That's what it is.
That's right. Right? That's big facts. So
big facts.
You make Twist With It, you come out with that, you shoot a dope music video.
Which with all
that's just like the best quality. That's better than the quality
video. Yeah, so it's like, from those Universal ties that we had, like they helped us out with the resources for it. Dude, I was 11, dude.
Subtle
like,
facts.
The thing is, like, I was 11.
Wait, slow down. You gotta let them know what the base. You just said Universal. They don't understand what that means.
Oh, right. So my dad had these Universal connections based off of like.
You talking about record labels?
Record labels.
You gotta say that, bro. Universal's like, Jesus. Fuck, there's movies, there's.
Universal Studios?
Yeah.
So Universal Records. And basically, like,
because which is I was crazy, so young, being so young.
Right. I mean, doing it at that talent show and like having like my dad have the connection with that person, like near my town or whatever. Like,
yeah.
I was still like young, so they found that it was an opportunity where I loved music and I had an opportunity to shine for it, and I was taken out to Cali for it based on the connections that my dad was able to make from it.
Gang gang.
And man, it was like, it was really cool because he was just like, oh,
so young too, bro. I bet like you're just wide eyed.
Dude, I was like, I wanted to make music. I was like, I was watching all the people do it and stuff, like Soulja Boy. I remember around that time, like Lollipop came out with Lil Wayne.
Ah,
I was like, that was a bump, you know what I mean? So I was just like, he was like, yeah, you want to make a music video for this? Because you have the opportunity to. I was like, yeah, like, sure.
So where'd you guys make that video?
In California, in L.A. We flew out all the way to L.A., LAX, stayed in there, Radisson, right next to the LAX. I remember that spot. And then we went to Alton, and that's the first time I met Alton out there.
Crazy.
Also, first time I met Lays and Royal. There are some mentors of mine. Until this day, like, Lays is producing right now. They have some great music. And they were able to, like, teach me the ways of, like, sort of the industry, the production making of a song, like different, like it's a West Coast versus like East Coast vibe. So they were like teaching me a lot from it, you know. But anyway, back to Twist With It. We were able to go out there and we went to this studio, like massive studio where there was like, you know, big like clay white drop. They had like plexiglass for like different shots. There was like a whole production place.
That's crazy. That's like a dream come true now.
Dude, I'm literally. Yeah. And like the thing is, I was like, at the time though, like I was just like, oh, this is cool. Like,
Did you understand what the fuck was
that? No, I didn't understand, like, the gravity.
Also, like, the potential created. Like doing that, like if we did that now, like, we'd be like, yo, like, we have the potential to be rich as fuck and, like, be major artists, you know?
At the time, I was having fun.
It's all you knew, too.
I was
having
fun. Yeah, and, like, I was like,
I love music. It's like getting brought to a soccer game.
Yeah.
It's something, like, well, yeah, I'm just playing. But, like,
exactly, something like that.
For some reason, you're playing in the biggest arena out there.
Right, exactly. And, honestly, it was a good time. And, like, I was able to, like, just, like, be a sponge towards it all. And it gave me a different perspective, like, as I grew with, like, you know, like, doing music and outside of music and understanding, like, what I was going through with the music. It gave me a sense of understanding towards the gravity of what the situation actually held versus writing, like, going through this process, but in a different way right now. So it made me appreciate it. And, dude, it was like, so fun. It was so fun. It was crazy.
I remember when I met you up at SNU, and that's, like, one of the things you pointed out to me, too, because we were freestyling. I think it was just me and Blanche freestyling, if that's correct, or was it just me?
It was me, you, and Blanche.
Up in Windsor. And one of the dorms up there. I just remember me and you talked all night, and I remember that's like one of the things you said to me, because, like, you didn't bring up the fact that you made music when you were younger. We were just like, this kid's lit. Lewis actually did, and he was like, yo, buddy, show him Twist with it. And then you were like, nah, you were like, you didn't like really want it. And then, like, I remember talking to you after, because you kind of dove into that a little bit, along the lines of saying something like, I don't know, it was fucking forever ago, but you were basically saying, like, yeah, like, I haven't really been releasing music, and I'm like, and, like, I was so wide-eyed because I was fresh into it, and I'm like,
right,
all about
it. I remember that.
Yeah, I was like, we're putting out music, let's do this, like, we can make a brand, like, let's do these concerts, and then, like, I'm talking about all this shit, and you're like, you could tell that you were just wise beyond your age with music, which is even true now, right? I mean, like, it's even fucking true now, and that's, like, it's, like, kind of, like, goes along with, like, how you move with the music, too, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know what it's like. And, like, you already know, like, what it's like mainstream shit. You just got it, like, wicked fucking young. You know what I mean? But, I mean, which is it's pretty crazy, because not many people have that. Like, I mean, if you look at my come up, it's fucking completely different from yours, right? Like,
completely
different.
Absolutely.
It's like, I don't know, it's pretty insane. Like, it's like, you know, they talk about the grass is always greener. Like, I would kill, obviously, to be like, I would kill for, like, someone, like, younger to help me out when I was younger, to be like, yo, this is what music is. But it's funny how, like, you kind of took a break from it. And, like, you know, it didn't really work on it. So, like, I think, it'd be interesting to hear about that. Like, what, like,
I mean, like, so I always loved music. I love music to this day. It's like the thing that it's just gives me that fire.
You know? You got that fire dropping. That's fast.
But the thing is, like, there's always more to it. And when I was doing music, like, I loved traveling. I loved meeting all kinds of people. I was able to meet some of my favorite artists. I remember when Jay Holiday dropped a song, Bed.
Jay Holiday, damn, that's a name. Yo, man. It's a throwback.
And I remember being able to open up for him in Boston at, what's that arena?
Aganis?
No.
The Garden?
No, it wasn't. Okay, not an arena. Jesus. It was a
Paradise?
Rocks, I forget. But I remember just being able to do that, and I was like, yo, I can open up for Jay Holiday right now.
Yo, well, that's, you had mad, like, you showed me, like, all your shit from, like, back in the day. You've had, like, Brajay's being modest as fuck right here. Like, he played, like, real deal shows. Like, you did. You also, like, toured around, and, like, you did this shit, like, real deal.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, like, I had the proper resources, you know what I mean? Like, if you have the proper resources and, for anything, you're able to, like, do those things, you know what I mean? It's, like, it's really, like, connection-based and, like, being able to utilize those connections, you know what I mean? I had a great team. Mm-hmm. Still have a great team working with me, and it's like it's being able to understand what you got, and also whatever you do got, utilizing it correctly to make sure you can just propel yourself. You know what I mean? Leveraging what you have on your strengths, and like we were able to do that because we had a momentum built since I was like 11. Mm-hmm. Just putting out songs, being able to shop it, like, and because I was so young, it was an opportunity for people to like to gravitate towards, you know.
So young and so talented too.
Thank you, like, it was fun. Yeah.
That's insane, man. So I know that you kind of like, did you like take a hiatus? Like, how did that work? Because I didn't know you back then.
So like, from when I was like 11 to like 16, 17 or so, I was just doing music. So I would go to school for one day out of a week in middle school, right?
That's crazy.
I would come back, pass in my work, and I'd do tests. And the only way I was able to do it was my mom and dad were like, you need to get A's and B's in school.
So why couldn't you be in the school?
What do you mean?
Were you out on the road?
Oh, because I was out on the road. So I was out on the road, like, doing, like, radio runs, doing shows. Like, I remember performing with the people that did, like, a G6 and, like, Waka Flocka, and doing school tours and being able to connect with the Boys and Girls Club. And Denzel Washington was still part of the Boys and Girls Club Foundation, and being able to connect with so many kids.
Did you meet Denzel?
I did not meet Denzel. One of my idols, bro. So in Times Square, it was Ashanti, Denzel. It was like a big convention for Boys and Girls Club, and I was one of the people that was basically like a...
How did you get all these, like...
opportunities.
Management resources at Universal, just the momentum built from all of that. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
And I was also so young that I didn't deal with the business end of everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was more so like being the artist, and
which is your job.
And yeah, and enjoying that time. I was like so young at the time.
Yeah.
And I heard conversations with like management, like the talks about how we got like shows and all this stuff. And there's so much behind it. You know what I mean? There's so much like thought. There's so much time. There's so much effort. And it takes a team to do anything. And like I remember like the process of just going through all of that. And to the people, it looks like very appealing and very like this is like easy in a way. But a lot of it comes hard. And like obviously everyone knows, like with a lot of things comes hard work. If you want success, like if you want anything great, it comes with hard work. And the reason why I took that hiatus was because through that music and like being able to do that at a young age, and I had fun with it, but I also wasn't building those relationships with my friends at home all the time, like coming back to lunch and like everyone like rocked with my music. They were like, oh, you're doing this, that's so dope. But like I wasn't able to like build a rapport and the relationships with everybody around me. You know what I mean?
Question.
Yeah.
Right there. I want to know, cause I never asked you this. Did you like, I guess I hear what you're saying. I'm trying to understand it, but I wasn't in your shoes. Did it ever hit you? Did you ever realize like I shouldn't stop because I'm creating this thing that's like I could be something major one day? Like, did you ever realize? Or because, you know, it's like people say like you don't know, like rich kids don't know that they're rich.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just go through. It's like, oh, like let's say you're like, oh, since 1 year old, like my daddy flies a private jet and I drive. Right. You know, so it's what you're accustomed to. Yeah. So like, what you were accustomed to is like, you're doing this music full time. You're not going to school like these other kids. Did it ever hit you to be like, hey, I'm a little different?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So here's what it Wait, here's what
get close.
Yeah. Here's what here's, it hit me. It hit me at this moment. I was doing a tour in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm from a very like rural area.
You in Memphis?
And I was in Memphis, like in the hood of right. Memphis, so, man. So, and we were and like where I thought my music was too soft. You know, I was like, yo, they're not gonna like me.
Yeah, how old do you know?
I was like, time? I think I was 14 at this time.
That must be tough to perform at 14 years old in a place.
And I was, but the thing is, I was performing in front of peers as well. They were all my age.
Really?
Yes. So I would always.
A school event?
Yeah, it's all school tour. It was a school tour. That I was doing, and hit me here when I went and did my first show in Memphis, and I go out to the gym, and both sides are packed, like the bleachers are like packed. This gym is huge, mm-hmm. And I was like, but my dad always told me, he was like, listen, just be yourself, and no matter what, like good things will come of it, and you know whether you got 13 people. I remember going to San Diego. And doing a show out there, and there was literally like 20 people.
You tell me about that.
And but he was like, you know what? No matter who's here, you go out and give them a show and go have a good time.
Absolutely.
Which is what you love to do. I'm like, all right,
absolutely,
I'm gonna do it. But then I remember going to Memphis, and I was like, wow, I'm nervous. But then I was just like, you know what? I'm gonna go out and do my show. And I'm gonna do what I have done, what I practiced, and what I was doing. I go out, and bro, it was one of the best times I've had in my life.
Really?
And I remember later, I did that show and I got so much love and people were really interested, and I was like, yo, this is insane. This is amazing. I was talking to kids about like taking what my peers basically, like taking what like you have inside. Don't like let anyone talk you down, because in school bullying is huge. So I was like, and I've been bullied, like cyber bullied, like all this other stuff. And I'm like, if you want something, go get it. Don't let anyone take you down. Because, and you know, like I also understand my circumstance of having like my parents with me, and like not everyone has the same circumstances.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to be that light for people, you know, at the end of the tunnel. Cause I understand like in relativity, you know what I mean? Like everyone's problems are different. But later that day, I also had to talk. I had to talk to some kids cause they liked my music and stuff. And this, I was at a YMCA, not a Boys and Girls Club for this one. And this kid came up to me and cause I had a Q&A at the end. I was like, does anyone have any questions like for me or anything? And this kid came up to me. He was like, this is the best day of my life. And I was like I, at that point I was 14. I was like, whoa,
crazy, bro.
That's wild. That's like, it hit me to a point. I was like,
how old was he? Do you remember? Was he?
He was like young. He was like 8.
It's crazy,
like
bro.
9.
Because he still remembers that,
bro.
He still.
When I tell you, I have DMs to this day that like people like they're like, oh, I'm so glad you're still doing music after I took that hiatus and went to school and developed my college other skills. I'm like, wow, this is something big.
Yeah. But
why I took that hiatus is because I understood where it was going.
Mm-hmm.
We hit a million in Facebook Lover. One of the songs that we did.
By the way, he just said he hit a million in Facebook Lover. I just want to say that song sucks.
I mean, like, but the thing, when you have the proper resources, like, yeah, it's like you could, like, you know what I mean?
Still
like,
did
it's
a
all capable. Still did a million. That's facts. But I was like, all right, I want to be able to. I was at that time. I was yearning to like be with my friends. I was still like trying to do other things. Like, still, yeah. But I was like, all right, this what I have in my hands is something beautiful and something that's not. It's so unique.
Yeah.
But if I want to nurture it, I have to be capable of myself, like myself doing that. I have to be happy with myself.
Yeah.
And I had to take time for like for me, for the process and making sure when I do give back to people, it's gonna be thorough and it's gonna be like something I can like come with full heartedly. You know
gotcha,
what I mean?
Gotcha.
It's too precious to come like half hearted or wanting to do other things. If you want something, I'm always like go get it and go do it. Otherwise, like if you're half like doing it, like it's not the way to go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. That's so interesting.
Oh yeah,
that must be crazy, fun. Man. I mean, I can definitely relate to you know a couple things you're saying there. I mean, like especially, I mean, being at a young age, it's weird. I've had it too. Now you know where I'm at in my career. Like I've had people like there are people with you know my tattoos on them. You know what I mean? Like make it happen, tattoos and shit.
Bro,
and so like hearing shit like hearing you say like that, you're like it was crazy to me when that kid came out to me. He was like, yo, this is the best day of my life. Like it's crazy to me that I have a VIP meet and greet and people come to it and like. You know, shout out my fans. You know, you've seen them. I mean, because you were performing at the last show. It's like they come through and they got like books filled and they're like, and they talk about like, you know, you saved my life. Like, oh my God. Like, you know, I still got the papers in my room right here. It's like, yo, the people like, you saved my life on this date. Like, you know, I was feeling so down and I put on your song and it like, it saved me or like shit like that. And then like, that's when you realize, like to your point, it's like, it really hit me too. It's like, it's not always, it's like you're doing something like with this music shit. And I want other artists that are listening to this to know this. When you're doing it and, like, sometimes shit isn't working for you and, like, you're not getting the numbers that you want or just, like, all the bullshit. Like, you're looking at social media too much and you're taking your time away from actually developing the product. You need to realize that you're not just doing this for yourself, right? Like, you're doing this for other people. Like, people every single day hop in the whip and put on Matt Corman on their Spotify. They go to work. They're like, oh, okay. Boop. Boom.
Mm-hmm.
Every day someone pops up Brejet. Every day. Every day.
Right.
Every single day. And they're like, boom, 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 boom. It's a vibe. I can't tell. And they're cruising, bro.
Yeah.
And you are the soundtrack to their life, you know?
Yeah.
You may not have seen them. And you know what's crazy about it, too? Some listeners will never reach out. They probably don't even, they might follow you.
Yeah, we had that.
Some people don't even follow you, bro. You are speaking to people that you don't even know. Think about your plays you get a day, okay?
Yeah.
Think about how many people, like, if I pull up my artist profile right now, like, you can see people listening right now. I guarantee with you, too. It's like, you don't understand that, like, the effect that we have. So, like, it's not about us. It's about them. That's why I always try to say, like, I don't have a fan base. I have a support base because they're literally supporting what's happening up here. Without them, you don't exist, bro.
Zero.
You don't exist? Imagine if you're, it's like fucking on some I Am Legend shit. Like I tried to tell, I was literally talking to another artist about this. He was like, I was giving him advice on something.
Right.
Building a fan base. And I'm like, you have to realize, bro, you move as if, like, you're on some Russ shit where, like, you're your only fan. Like, Russ is a big believer in, like, be your biggest fan, be your biggest thing. And it's like, yo, imagine if it's I Am Legend and you're by yourself in the world. Who are you doing this for? Are you really just creating music for you? Like, yeah, maybe. But, like, you need to focus, like, give your attention on, like, people that are really supporting you. Like, my friends, like, without them, I don't even know if I'd be doing this shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, 100%.
Like, 100%. On some crazy, this shit's crazy. So, yeah, like,
support.
Yeah, so I feel what you're saying a lot there. Like, that's absolutely bananas. So then,
absolutely, bro.
After, you know, you took a little hiatus, you decided to come back. And I feel like it was, like, right after I met you.
Right.
Or was it before? Were you had a record you showed me that wasn't mixed.
Ah, jeez.
On my speaker up at Snoot. It was a hell of a long ago. But, I mean,
And then after
And then I was always pushing you heavy, and I still am.
Oh, dude, all the time.
Still am, bro. Because I firmly believe, and, like, I push your shit on everybody. I was pushing your shit before you had a Spotify. You know what I'm saying? Like,
even
my show, for instance, I'm like, oh, you got to perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, yo, because, like, I really, really, really do believe in you.
I appreciate it. Honestly, like the support that we've always had for each other is beautiful. And the support you have
for me, great, because you don't find that in music, bro.
No, bro. And because a lot of the times people are very self-centered, or they can be like, oh, but what's all of, like, it's kind of to your point. It's not all about you. You know what I mean? Like, this is, like, when you're doing something, like, in this creative, like, world, or even in general, like, whatever you're doing, like, it has an effect.
Yeah.
And you have to look at that, not just how it affects you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and that's what's, I believe is huge. And that's why, like, even when I did take that hiatus, like, around that time, it's because I knew whatever I'm doing is going to affect people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And I want to be able to give those people my best self.
Yeah.
And to do that, I need to go, you know, for me, it was like, I need to go to school. I'm always very, like, school-based.
Thank God you did, too.
Bro, the experiences I would have missed out on.
Like, imagine, you think you would have turned out like a crazy, like, Nickelodeon type kid that would have been like,
God, I really
don't. Like, you never know. Like, what if you, like, you literally never know.
You never know.
Like, you could have popped off the next year. You could have been massive. You could have fell off 5 years later, and you could have been a crazy fucking drug addict, gone crazy kid.
Jesus. All right. Yes.
You never know.
You never know. You see, like, people in, like, positions where they have strong support system and they still end up like that. But
yep.
I have such a strong support that, like, they were when I was making this decision, they were like asking me, like, Bridget, like, they were helping me weigh out the options. I have such a strong support system, my mom, my dad, my sisters. I am very fortunate to have them as, like, people to like go to.
Yeah.
And they helped me make the best decision. It takes, like, that support, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, from
your friends. Like,
absolutely, like, bro. Tell me about
fans. Like, fans are tell like, friends. They're everything. And honestly, I don't even consider fans fans. Like, I agree on this. Where it's like, our fans are not, they're friends. We have friends, bro.
Bro, friends, bro.
That's what it is.
We talk, yo, some of them know where I live at, bro. Like, literally, like, real shit, though.
Come over, hang out.
Pull the fuck up, bro.
No, Patriots, bro. You know?
Yo, you're spot on. But that's what separates a lot of artists from other artists is, like, understanding that you're not in it for just to look cool like the man. Like, yo, if I was in it to look like the man, bro, like, we could do that.
Yucky.
You could just, yeah, it's yucky because it's not fucking cool. And, like, honestly, like,
dude, authenticity, bro.
And how do you want to be remembered, right? Like, right? Hey, there's one thing for certain in this life is that you're gonna die. Mm-hmm. And so, like, do you want to be remembered as a kid that, you know, never interacted with people who listened to their music every day and, like, just put out dope shit and then just didn't fuck with nobody?
Facts.
It's like, or do you want to be remembered as the person who created a platform and was able to touch lives and, like, actually interact with people and made genuine relationships?
Genuine.
I'm probably going to go with the option number two.
Literally.
And that's so when people are like, oh, yeah, fuck that kid for he's – like, there's nothing to say. It's like, what are you talking about, bro? Yeah. He helped him. Like, he did this. Like, we did that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We just got crazy on that. But, yeah.
Honestly, like, people are always – there's always going to be haters. I was told, if you ain't got haters, you're not doing your job if you ain't got haters.
Bro, I got this DM literally the other day. I'll pull it up right here just to show you. It's fucking gnarly. This dude created a new Instagram account to DM me.
Yuck.
He DMs me, dude. And he – hold on. Let me pull this shit up. I think I might have blocked his ass. Let's find six.
Yeah.
6 and 9? Can't even find this shit.
6ix9ine's in your DMs, bro?
No. 6ix9ine. This shit's a long. Oh, I did a questionnaire, so they're fucking long right now. Fuck it. All right, whatever. He said, he just hit me up and he was like, yo, like, basically, he was like, yo, bro, like, kill yourself. You should stop making music. All this shit. Yeah, shit. Yeah, yo, well, that was on Twitter. I get a lot of hate now.
Bro.
Wait, this year, 2019, I've been posting about shit. It's a year of hate on Maddie.
You're Cole's doing team. Your job.
Bro, yo, it is people that don't even like I say all the time, I'm like, yo, because I clap back when but I don't clap back as in like, they'll like literally people will be like I could literally pull them up. We'll talk about later. But you pulled up and people are just like, yo, bro, like, you think you're a hot shot. Go fuck yourself.
Oh,
and then I'm like, Jesus. And then like I'll clap back and be like, yo, bro. You actually have no, you've never met me.
Right.
How the fuck am I, you, and also look at my Instagram, like, before I archived all my pictures, now I only got 3 pictures up there. Before that, all you see is pictures of me and then, like, my friends and, like, being supportive, or I try to be that way. I don't try to do that. So it's like,
yeah, see, you can't, you,
what are you hating on?
Bro, let me tell you something, man. Like, if you don't have haters, you're not doing your job. I've had haters since I was 11.
I'm sure when you were coming up as a kid.
Oh, God.
Because kids are evil.
Evil.
I bet you got fucking.
Devious.
Did you get like, what was the social media back then though? MySpace?
It was Facebook was around. I didn't use MySpace at all. Like,
yeah.
No. Wait, it was just Facebook, 22. Really. 22.
Okay.
And YouTube. Like, you can just go to Twitch with it. Like, and like, but most of the time, like, when I went to schools, I never like got it like face to face ever, because like usually like a lot of the girls like were like liking
Sheesh.
It, and the guys like usually the cool they'd be yeah, like yo, it's cool,
because that's hometown support shit. So they're like, oh, Brigitte's out doing his thing.
I mean, not even hometown, but like even out like outside of my town, like,
got you.
It would be supportive. Like
Well, that's probably because they're bringing you in. So they're like, oh, who's this kid? Clearly, this kid's the real deal.
Right, but then they hate behind, you know, on Facebook messages. Like,
I just told you the kid created an Instagram to hate on me. Oh, bro. Yo, he was following five people. Zero followers, created an account. And so I hit him back and I said, did you just create this Instagram account just to message me and hate on me, bro? Yeah. And I said, what's good with that? Like, what's your real name? And then he was like, yo, bro, blast your braids off. And I said, I don't have braids.
Oh, wrong.
And then I blocked him. Because I was like, what am I doing?
Yeah, right? It's not worth your energy, bro. Like, energy is...
good point on energy.
Yeah.
You are what you consume, right? People always say, like, you are what you eat. Mm-hmm. I want people to understand, like, because I changed this around for me, man. Mm-hmm. It goes for your mental, too.
Mental's... Oh, man. It's like, all mental, basically. Like, yeah. A lot of it's so mental because it's like... You have to build a strong like intuition, a strong sense of self, and that takes like it's a lot of mental, man. Like and preparation and being able to understand your position, and doing that takes thinking, and it takes a lot of stuff, and a lot of that comes back to support too. And like if some people without the proper support, you know, they feel like damn, and then they see hate, like they'll be like, damn, I can't, then you crush, then they're crushed. You know what I mean? But you have to be like, nah, like. Hate's like, that's gonna be regardless. You gotta focus on the positive.
It's not that, you know what I mean? It's not that easy.
It's easier said than done.
Yeah,
it's definitely easier said than done.
Yeah,
for sure.
But you do, because I mean, in the end, like you said, you're doing something right now that like I'm getting more hate. It's like, that's just gonna come. You know what's tough though? I gotta be honest with you.
What's up?
I get like, and I know you understand. I think you'll understand when I say like I'll get love. Like people will. I'll drop a song or I'll say, yo, this coming out. Love, love, love. Right. People, yo, can't wait. This is dope, bro. Yep. Boom, 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 boom. What do I see the one guy, though? The one thing that sticks with me, this guy going, you're a fucking loser. And then I'm like, Jesus. Why the fuck? Like, I don't care. Because, like, I'm very confident as it is. I'm lucky to have a personality like this.
Yeah.
But, like, I couldn't imagine if, like, I didn't. Like, could you imagine, like, because you're not either. But, like, imagine being, like, the kid who's legit stuck in his room with zero friends that just makes music to help him cope with things.
Right.
Which we do to an extent, but at least we have a confident personality. We've had relationships. We've had experiences. We both went to schools.
Right.
We've been on stages. We've taught people. We have friends in real fucking life.
Right.
Imagine you don't, though. And the one kid's telling you, yo, kill yourself. I hate your music. That's probably when it hits, bro.
Absolutely.
That's when it hits.
Absolutely.
And you got no one to go to because your parents don't fuck with you or nothing. Like, right. And you got no money. You have no one to look up to. You just bought this mic.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Honestly, and what gave me that perspective, like, keying in on that and also, like, bringing it back to, like, my whole come up. When I was also on this school tour, it was a group of, it was, like, 12 people. I did a performance for them. Mm-hmm. And basically, they didn't have parents, so they didn't have much going on at home. Their parents were, like, on drugs or, like, doing some crazy shit or stuff. I don't know if I can. That's my bad.
Fucking right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, okay, yeah. There's no filters on this shit.
All right. Wonderful news. And they their circumstances were something to me coming from Lunenburg. I was like
crazy.
I had no idea what it's like. And honestly, even then, I was just like they were just like, Roger, just like honestly speak from your heart and let these kids know like what you feel and you know these their circumstances. I'm like, what? These are like their circumstances where they don't have like their parents and stuff. They're like maybe strung out on drugs and they have to come to this place for hours after school just to be in a safe place. And you know, they're in the middle of the hood and they're like, and they look up to me because I'm doing my music and like giving them hope with like my sense of optimism on Facebook or putting out music. And I'm like, I'm their sense of light. So like,
you're
their
beacon.
Right. And they'd hit me up on Facebook like, I'm going through this today. And honestly, it just takes someone being there, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I would talk to these kids and they'd be like, yo, I'm feeling like this and I feel like shit. I feel like all these people like they hate me and they like make fun of me for this. And I'm like, it's hard to tell someone to do like be like, oh, you can't look at it like that. But it's like you're never in their shoes to be able to like you can't tell anyone how to feel. What I mean?
Yeah.
So all you can do is be there to support them and be there for them and an ear to listen to sometimes and when you can just give them that advice that you know that comes from your heart no matter what. But it's tough like when you're in that position like. Where you might not have shit, and then you got just people shitting on you, like that. Like it builds character for sure, but like if you know, it's tough. It's tough to be in that position. And luckily, you know, we do have support systems, and we have like strong like you know character to be like try to look past it. But even to us, like even to me, it gets to me. I'm not gonna lie and be like, oh, it never gets to me. You know what I mean?
Because facts,
that shit does. I'll be like, damn, why does he feel like that?
Bro? Yo, facts,
why does he feel like that?
Bro, you hear me getting passionate about it right now? Like, literally, I give a fuck. You know?
Like we, but you know, that's a crazy thing about this social media and like the just everyone being able to be in tune with everyone at all times and being able to say whatever they want. And we're in a such an interesting time with it. You know what I mean? Where we still don't understand what the fuck it is. Like, bro, to an extent.
We don't.
I mean, we grew up with it and we probably understand it like a lot. Like,
imagine being like our parents though, like really.
Exactly.
It
that's
must
what
be
the I
fucking
mean.
Foreign
yeah,
to them, you know?
Bro, they're like, what
the I remember being a little kid and like I used to be like excited to find out like where my friends lived. In the town, I was like, yo, like, what's their house look like?
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nowadays, I can fucking tell you what people's houses look like, and I ain't never met them.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Well, whose house is this?
Yeah, they could live in California, and I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the living room right there, and that's, I know where that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, that's just because, like, it's crazy how, like, involved in each other's lives that we are.
Yeah.
Back to your point about, like, talk about, like, being, a beacon to some people. And, like, you know, you got to be there, and you got to be in here. That, I think that, like, me and you, like, as artists and other artists that are listening to this right now, I think we signed up for that. Signed up for it, bro.
Absolutely.
And you've been on that wave since you were a kid, right? I mean, you were doing like, I mean, I saw you on the fucking news doing the anti-bullying thing.
Yeah.
That video's still up.
16 at that time on Fox News. Yeah, that was, I mean.
So that's like your way of life almost.
It's the thing that keeps me, it's like the optimism and the fact that I'm there for other people. That at a young age, I understood, like, my parents helped me understand that. Like, you know, when I would be like, damn, like this, like,
yeah.
I'm not sure if like I want to do this show sometimes because I'd be tired. But like,
it's not about you though.
They'd help me understand. They'd be like, you don't have to, but just this is something you can think about. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I'd be like, why? And I'd sit on it. I'd be thinking about it. I was like, wow, like people want, like this is something for them, not for me. And like, and that's when it's for other people, man. Like,
you know how I look at it?
What's that?
Look at it like this. So I opened up my Instagram in September. I opened it up. I said from 4 to 5, anyone can DM me. And I'll have a conversation with you for an hour for anybody. I did it for like a week and a half. And I ended up stopping doing it because it was actually it was so mentally exhausting.
It's a very time.
Everybody that talked to me, unfortunately, was going through negative stuff and they had negative things to say, right? Like in terms of like their life.
Right.
And I looked at it like this. Literally, I had that thought in my head. I was like, you know, sometimes I was like, you know, like, honestly, like, I'm in a bad mood today. Like, I don't really, like, you know what I mean? But then I thought about is coming home and making dinner for the family.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cook it. You got to make the food for your whole family to eat, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to be there for these people so that they can, you know, have something.
Right.
You know what I mean? That's how it's, not, you know what I'm saying?
Of course.
Like,
I
was there. Right. I needed to be there for them. I ended up stopped doing it because it was just so fucking, like, it was mentally draining. Like, you only have so much, like, you know, so much energy. You have, like, a little tank of energy. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's called, empathetic fatigue. Is that what it's called?
That sounds about right.
I mean, it's like,
that sounds right.
And the thing is, like, we're all people at the end of the day. And it's like, you know, some of us are, you know, have a certain like threshold of how much we can do each day. And as that can be built or lowered based on like the experiences you go through and how you perceive those experiences. And I feel like, you know, we do sign up for being there for people because we are that beacon. We are that escapism.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like when people go to work and they're a long ass day, they wanna hear some fucking Corman.
Yep.
They wanna hear that, like that, yo, that lonely song by you, bro. I listen to that all the time. I'm like, and when I'm like, sometimes it's just,
wait, which one? The Oculus? I just feel so alone. Yeah. Because I dropped that one that was fucking Bulletproof.
Bulletproof?
Yeah. You came up on the stage for that shit.
I came up on the stage and went crazy because like
gang shit.
And you know, like, and that just resonates with me. You know what I mean? And like, everyone has different ways to resonate with your music. And like,
I think you do because you're an artist and like you're alone a lot.
Oh yeah, and the thing is,
because I'm alone all the time, just cooking. Like, yo, if you weren't here right now, just gonna like make silent real quick. That's just me.
Yeah, that's it.
Alone creating. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing going on right now. Like, when in artists, you just work by yourself. You know, and that's, so like when I thought in that song too, all my artist friends fuck with that song a lot.
Right.
Like, late nights in my stew shit. Yeah. Everybody goes through shit. It's all the same fucking.
It's the same vibe. I mean, it's the same vibes that we go through, and like, I feel like when you're being that support. For whether it's your artist or whether it's people, like, we just have to, like, what keeps me going is just like, there, it literally could be worse. And I'm like you got to look at it in hindsight. Like, there's, yeah, we all just say there's kids struggling everywhere, there's people struggling everywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all relative, but at the end of the day, like, if you can make someone's day that much better just by going and being you and, like, you know, go cut a record, have some fun, you like, go. go, like, we don't mind being in this creative process. Like, I don't mind being in this creative process.
No.
And, like, loving this music shit and doing all this. And, like, I'll be like, damn, I got to cut this video. Like, I got to, like, cut this, these, like, vocals. It's going to take this. But it's like, you know what? Like, it's for people. And, like, you know, they look to us for that light, that beacon of light at the end of the tunnel. I remember making it in high school. I made this, what is it like? Oh, it's not even paper. Jesus. It's like this rubber thing, and you paint it, and then you print it on, like, a, like, canvas.
Okay.
And it's a flashlight. And at that time, it was right when I, like, took the hiatus for music. And I was like,
flashlight, funny.
Flashlight, man. And, like, it was a representation of, like, all right, you're only going to shine as bright as like, as you really want to.
Uh-huh.
No matter what, we all go through dark shit.
Yeah.
We all go through things that all of us can be like, I'm going through shit.
Been there.
You know? But it's like, you have to be able to, like, the energy that you put into yourself, into, like, your perception and like, understanding, like, that mental health, that mental strength.
Yeah.
That's how bright your light's gonna shine. That's what's gonna get you through those dark times. You sometimes, like, when no one's there, you have to be there for you. And, like, a lot of the time, to, like, help shed light on those dark places for people, that's what we do. Our music, yep. You're a comedian, or you're a sense of escapism. We have to always be able to shed some sort of light, and sort of, like, be able to, like, be that light. So I would put that flashlight, and I was like, I still have it in my room to this day. And I think I'm going to make that for my album cover, just to, like, I'm just put it on, like, a white backdrop and just put that thing up there.
Dope.
Because it's, like, that means so much to me. And, like, I want to be that sometimes, like, you don't have to go through those dark times alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's, like, however we can shed that light, that's what we got to do. And, like, the sooner that artist can, like, understand that, too.
Yeah.
You know, the easier it'll probably be. You know what I mean? Because you'll be more susceptible, like, to what the people want. That's, like, that's the main thing.
Facts, man.
You know?
And I couldn't agree more. I said that about this podcast. I say people are always like, yo, like, so people that don't know, they're like, well, what's the purpose of the podcast? Like, what is it? And I say, like, honestly, it's just to give people a break from their daily routine for an hour. Boom. Like, I just want people, because, like, I did the 9-to-5 grind.
Mm-hmm.
I did the 6-to-6 grind. It would have been nice for an hour out of the day to pop in the podcast and just throw it in the ears while I'm doing my thing. You know what I mean? And just, like, listen and then, like, take me out of this reality real quick for a little bit. Let me listen to what you got to say, and then, like, I'm back. And which people do with podcasts, so I wanted to create something like that, too.
I like that.
Because I think that, like, a lot of people can relate to what we got to say, because we just keep it G. Like, it's no, there's no front going on. Like,
yeah.
We ain't rich. Like, we're just doing our thing. And, like, I think that's what people are attracted to that.
Yeah, authenticity pokes through every day.
Selling this year. Authenticity is selling hot this year.
Selling hot.
Because everybody can see through the bullshit.
I mean, because we had the social media, all this shit long enough to know, like, we know what you fucking know.
We know, bro, it's crazy.
We know the vibes.
I'm not calling any names right now.
No names.
But, like, I see it, bro, and I'm like, yo, okay, your followers don't make sense. Like, you look at my shit, and I'm proud to fucking say it makes fucking sense.
Valid.
I look at other people's shit, and I'm like,
that shit don't even make no fucking sense.
No, but you definitely just doing you.
Shout out Chance.
Yeah, yeah, that's cool. I wonder how long we've been fucking going through. That felt good, dude.
We went a little tangent.
Where the fuck is time? I'm just curious. Holy shit,
yes,
dude.
Sir.
Wow, dude, that's exactly what I want out of this thing.
I like this.
That's dope.
Honestly,
we're not finished, though.
I know.
I was going to say,
I really hope not. I'm here.
No.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't got shit to do.
We still got to cut a record tonight. We're playing one out.
Bro, we're cutting some records tonight. Big facts. I really, really love, and I'm always inspired by going to your page or tech, like, when we have conversations, and, like, whether it's the podcast, whether it's about music, whether it's about life, like, whatever it may be.
Uh-huh.
I feel like, you're like, what you have going is, like, really, really thorough. It's really, it's, like, inspiring to
me. Thanks,
bro. Because it's, like, you have something positive that people can come to. You're a positive person. You have an optimistic mindset. And all you want to do is give value back to people and be like, listen, like, there's no faking over here. Like,
right.
This is just real, and this is me.
Yeah.
And when you come here, that's what I want you to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I fuck with heavy, because, like, through this industry, it can be very fake. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of things in life, you know, like work, coworkers, like everything. It could be fake, but, like, the type of person you are is real.
Thanks, bro.
And that's why I love like everything you got going on.
I appreciate that. Hell yeah, man. I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly the that's what I'm trying to portray. I just wanted to portray, like, who the fuck I am.
Right. Yeah.
That's why I archived hella. I only have a couple pictures open on my Instagram now.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, like, it's not like Matt people ask me, like, what the fuck's going on? What's going on? Like, it's not like I'm rebranding or anything. It's just that, like,
I just need everything to be like authentic. But like, I don't know. Like, it's just like, I can't fuck with like a front at all, man. And it's like, it's almost a negative too, though, because I know that I could rebrand myself a little better in my image and everything. And like, I talk about it sometimes with like people in my camp, and like, we talk about like, yo, I'm doing it this way, like be a little bit less, more accessible, you know, be a little more mystique. And so like, that drives fans, which it does.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what I'm here for. I'm here to give content. Like this podcast, if this thing gets 50 views or 1,000 views or 1,000,000 views, like
it's
out there, yep, for someone else.
Yeah.
To consume it that needs it.
Yeah.
Exactly what I was talking about, the music. You never know who's listening every day.
Right.
You never know who needs it when they need it.
Yeah.
So like, it's our fucking jobs to put it out there. Whether we look stupid doing it, whether people don't fuck us.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't matter about us. I say all the time, people are like, how's your podcast doing? How's it going? I'm like, oh, it's doing all right. So, I mean, it's not popping. You know what I mean? Like, it's like 1,000 to 2,000 views. Not popping. But like, someone out there gives a fuck. Someone's consuming it. So that's for them. Go ask them how it is.
Then that means it's popping, baby.
Yeah. If
someone's vibing to this, it's popping.
Yeah,
you
don't
know
ask
what I mean?
Me how it is.
Like, the thing is, man, like, it's everything is so like relative to people. Like, people be like, oh, like, how's music doing? How's this? And it's like, you know, like, if someone can vibe this, someone's really like, feeling this, like, that's when you know, all right, this
I think you're leaning towards what I call the simple mind complex.
What do you mean?
It's a complex where people say, oh, like, yo, for instance, I hate this, by the way. If you're listening to this, don't fucking ask me this question. People go, oh, wow, you do music full time now? Like, how much do you make? Or, like, people say, like, stuff like, they ask you, like, oh, like, are you a millionaire yet?
Yeah,
or they like
ask
me shit that's like,
I see, you know,
stupid questions. Not even like the money thing, but like stuff that like they value as success.
Right.
So they're like,
they're not seeing the full through process.
Yeah. Or they'll be like, oh, like are you touring for real?
Are you doing this? Yeah.
It's like if you're not Drake in their eyes,
like the small mind,
you're not doing anything. And in my head, I'm like, yo, you haven't broke, because you literally have to break through your mind. Like I had to.
You have to
like break out of it to be like,
man, to break through.
You gotta take a step out and go, whoa,
right,
this is what's happening over here.
Yeah.
And like, I can understand why it's happening like that, but I'm just gonna open up my mind. Shout out to Blanche B. Open your mind out. That's
Blanche.
That's facts.
Brother,
he's got an open mind, bro.
He does have an open mind. That man's amazing. And
I miss that dude. I haven't seen him in a minute.
Bro, I seen him, I think it was last time I was with you.
Yeah.
It was the last time with you.
Makes sense. Bars for days.
Big facts. But like, I do understand, like, that mentality is, like, I guess it comes with that entrepreneurship mentality where, like, you build it and it takes, like, time, but it's, like,
yeah,
everything takes, like I was saying earlier, it takes a team, it takes, you know, resources, it takes leveraging those resources, and it takes, like, a plan, you know what I mean? And, like, now you're not going to make it, so, oh, are you making $1 million yet? Like, it doesn't happen overnight, brother. Like,
bro,
of course, they'd be like, oh, you're an overnight success. Bro, I remember Big Sean, I was like, it's still 10 years, what are you talking about? Like, bro, not nothing's overnight, but it's like, it's one in like
only overnight million. Success I know of is Posty.
Really?
He dropped the story told by him too.
Really?
Yeah,
he just dropped White Iverson and then went lit.
His story is he dropped White Iverson, woke up, Mac Miller's tweeting at him, Wiz Khalifa's tweeting at him.
See, I mean, that might have happened, but I'm pretty certain. I thought I heard stuff about like,
come on, bro. Hey, we've been doing this enough. Hey, we've been doing this enough, bro.
Yo, Posty's one of my favorites.
He's one of my favorites.
I know you're not taking anything wrong. I was
no,
just saying,
bro. Like, if Post Malone ever fucking listened to this,
yo, I know,
bro.
Right?
We think you're, you know, one of the fucking greatest,
bro. He like, when White Iverson came out, I listened to that like every day. Like,
because he was the first one to come out with that type of flow shit. But like, I guess supposedly he made the SoundCloud account.
Yep.
Zero followers,
really?
Drops it, and then wakes up, and then he's hitting mills. I mean, I don't know. I've been doing this long enough, making enough music where like I'm kind of like interesting. So I'm dropping word to the wise tonight.
Know,
I'm gonna wake my ass
know,
up
brother.
To a couple million, or you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. I mean, like shit. Like if that happened, that's amazing.
Go for
him. Shit, but I thought I heard like stories about like how he was like, you know, doing music and like for a little bit, like trying to figure it out and stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then,
oh, really?
Yeah, but like when he did finally drop, it did like just overnight,
oh,
like not overnight, but it just
okay. Maybe that's kind of what it was.
I don't know, but I feel like it.
If we weren't there, we weren't there.
Yeah, no, no, no. We hey, Post, there. Let us know, brother.
Let us know, bro. Hey, definitely. let's cut a record, bro.
Nah, let's crush some biz. Crush play some biz. Pong.
Yeah.
Feel me? I play 2K a lot, so if you like that 2K.
Facts. But, we could, yeah, and let's get a record, because that'd be fucking dope. If I had a record, I'm going to get a record with Post one day.
Absolutely. You know who I really want to record with?
Who?
Bryson Tiller.
Oh, yeah. Through the night. He's fucking... You've always been on
the 508 come up, Bryson Tiller. He was fire. He's still fire. That's my boys right there. I you heard like J. Cole's not doing any more features right now, right?
J. Cole's not doing any more?
He said he's that.
You know, he went double platinum, no features.
Well, he just went on a whole year spree of just featuring.
I mean, bro, once if you're J. Cole, like, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, you're doing whatever the fuck you want.
Big facts.
Yeah. Back to your point of... You talking about it takes time, kind of like brick by brick mentality.
Right.
I used to view shit brick by brick, and now I view it as an opportunity. So if you look at my whiteboard back here, so I have my weekly, so like what I need to get done in the week, and then my today I erased it all because I did it, slight flex. Facts. And then so you see at the bottom right there, can you read what those say?
Every day.
What is under L? Read in the microphone.
Health, wealth, relationships.
Word. So over on the weekly, you see what I do. I write down what I need to do, and then I write... H, R, or W. Stands for health, wealth, and relationship, right?
Okay.
So every day I carry that over and I say like, okay, today I wake up, I eat healthy breakfast, I record a song, blah, 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 blah. So breakfast, I'll write H. So every day, so there's three different things.
Yeah.
I need to touch on three different things that are going to improve my health, going to improve my wealth, or improve my relationship. So like, you see over there, it's like gym Monday through Friday, health. Identify like five companies, wealth. Upload no photo, anything with music, wealth, gonna create wealth, you know what I mean? Relationships, call, I have literally podcasts with Berger right there.
Hey, it's me.
Wealth and relationships, right? We're developing our relationship.
Of course,
Health, wealth, relationships, you gotta focus on those things that's gonna make you have an effective life.
Right.
And I organize it that way so it's like, everything you do, I don't view it as building bricks anymore. I don't view it as like, when I create something, if I'm like, okay, I'm gonna start like this, if I'm gonna write this song today. I don't view it as me laying a brick. I view it as creating opportunity. Just like we talked about in the car when I was like...
I can kind of understand that. Yeah, you know? I like that.
It's like, because today, for instance, people are like, okay, like, make put out one song. Lay that brick. Right. It's like, you put out that song. I know enough now that what I know is you put out that song, that can make you a billionaire.
Time out. I gotta piss.
Oh, yeah, piss break. Piss break.
I gotta go piss.
Hey, quick piss break here. Sorry, guys. One sec. No need to fear. We're back from the pee break.
We are here.
We're here. I feel 10 times better.
Bro, I'm not going to lie to you. I was listening to everything you were saying. When you said look at the board, I was like, shit, I got to pee. Yeah. Anyway, I was hearing everything saying health, wealth, relationships. I was like, with you. And I understand the brick by brick mentality you're talking about. But what I see is like a plan, right? Now, what I base everything is off of plan and being able to implement it. Yeah. And there is a brick by brick mentality, one step at a time. But you can't aimlessly do that. You know what I mean?
You have to be able to be organized.
You have to have a plan, and that's what it like. You know, with any success, it takes a plan.
I mean, you see up there, I got my dates for all my song releases.
A fucking plan, and I love it. I love it.
Even a plan for the corporate life.
Facts.
You
know,
I need to go back,
if you need, plan B. I'm here.
Whiteboard for corporate life, and the show is at the bottom right. Unannounced, we got one up there, though. We got one up there right now. Not announced yet. But
I'm excited
about it. But yeah, man, you gotta have a plan for sure.
You're going
man.
All the way? No, I'm playing.
Damn, bro. You really are here.
No, I'm playing.
North Dakota. Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, but I'm fucking excited to have you here. And I'm glad we talked about music. Can you tell them a little about what you got going on in the future, man? I know you were doing some singles this year, but I mean, like...
Yeah. I mean, I guess so...
And why the fuck? We haven't had, like, a project drop? Like, a three-song project or something?
I feel like I like dropping singles, man. I really like dropping, like... Sometimes, like... Honestly, with Survive, I wasn't even supposed to drop...
It's a vibe!
It's a vibe!
Hold on, I can hit that shit.
Let's see that.
See, I know what you like.
God damn. How was that? Bro, Let me hear you.
Hit it.
If I hit that.
See, I know.
Say, I know what you like.
What you like. Baby, so bad, it's an issue.
But I was going to drop that, bro.
It's a platinum record.
I appreciate it, bro.
You know it.
I appreciate it.
You know it. You know it.
Platinum, baby.
Hit the wall. Ooh. Yeah, no, that shit's fire, bro. No,
I really enjoy it. That's honestly one of my favorite songs, man.
That song and Care is super fun. Yo, you know, cool. you know what I'm cool. There you go with that bullshit. You know what? You know what I really like? Right. Oh, no, the fucking new record, though. Both of those, man.
The EP. EP's called Focus.
EP's called Focus. And when's that coming out?
That's coming out November 1st.
A month out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. We got to talk.
Let's talk.
We should chop game. You know, if I can help you in any way, let me know.
Oh, absolutely. You know, absolutely. You've always been real supportive, man. And I love that.
And like, in terms of support, like even like, you know, planning out however you releasing, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you, bro. I appreciate you.
I mean, I'm excited for you. I've been waiting for, you know, this type of shit. For those who don't know, I legit have been pushing Berger for you since I met him.
Dude, Corbin, you'd always be like, bro,
where's the drop music?
Where's the music, bro?
Where's the music? I'd be like, where's the page? Where's the brand?
I'm a big planner, so I had to get some things in order.
It took you like 2 to 3 years.
It took me two years for sure.
Two years.
Like, Survive dropped. Like, I just dropped these songs, like Survive, what I want. I was just like, let me just test to see what like people like, you know, based on what I'm doing. I just don't want to make like 30,000 songs and then now what? You know, I want to be able to test as I go in a way.
It must have been a little different for you too. Because you were also...
I was already introduced to the market before.
Right, and you're already coming back. So it's like, how are you going to be received once again?
Exactly. So like, before we really went crazy, I want to be able to see what people like of my new sound, of things I've cultivated. Because over the time, like, I cultivated a different sound. I learned how to like engineer and produce my own vocals, music, and all this other stuff. So I want to be able to, when I come back and I hear myself sometimes when I'm in the studio, you know, because we be by ourselves, I'd be like, is this good? I have no fucking idea.
Yeah, bro.
So like, let's see. And then Survive like went out, and then it went up to like 300. It's at 300 total, like 350 total streams right now. Bro, come on now. That's not.
Sheesh. What you mean, bro? Okay.
You doing a thing. You doing a million so over there.
No, you doing a thing, bro. You doing a thing though.
I'm very yo man. I couldn't be more more happy about the stance that, man, because like I was just like trying to test it, and like when it just went on its own, I was like, oh shit, like I wasn't really prepared for that.
Nothing cooler than when it goes, right? Bro.
And honestly, like there's a lot of room for like growth. Yeah. There's so much room, and I'm like, that's what I focused on. Like, this EP is like in the time period I've been focusing on my brand, focusing on what I want to like, what I want my new brand to like represent, like my new sense of self after being in the market as well.
Yeah,
I want people to know what's going through my mind in that time period. And have some music to, you know, to go along until my album comes out. I got album plans. I have single plans coming out. And also things outside of that, whether, like, you know, like when I'm doing tours, speaking tours, still talking about the same things.
Yeah.
I want positive movements. And right now my movement's about, like, choosing wisely. Because, like, with social media, not even social media, with everything nowadays and, like, with so much access to so much, it's different for the kids coming up, you know. And even for us, like right now, people like, even there for like whoever you are, you have to choose like really wisely. You see all the things that's going on out there, you know what I mean? Like there's impeachments going on right now. There's people like, there's a lot of stuff going on. Basically, it's just about
crazy motherfuckers out there,
some psycho, bro. So it's like, I don't tell people how to choose, but it's just like, you know, whatever you're doing, like make sure you're just being you, and like whenever you choose, be sort of conscious of those choices, because they can come back. They come back, baby, with a vengeance for. So
you just got me thinking. Yeah.
Yeah, you just gotta be.
No, it's crazy. What's your craziest? Do you have a crazy story from like being a little kid and like being on the road like all the time, or like is that kind of hard to remember?
I mean, I remember like, but like, you got any, like funny nothing stories? Like psycho, because like honestly, like I was always like with my mom, my parent. One of my parents were always there.
They always
had like some sort of security. So mostly like I wouldn't be able to just go out and like do whatever the hell. Like,
we'd
go do a show and we'd like talk to people and do fun stuff, and then we go back to the hotel and I'd do my homework. Like, I literally just go do my homework. There was times when, like...
Young Bieber, bro.
Wow, bro. It was wild.
You stole the Black Bieber.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. No, you stole that.
I don't know about all that. Yeah. No.
You just stopped. And no, in my eyes, bro... I don't give a fuck what you say, bro. No, in my eyes, if you put up a YouTube video, Magnan...
Black Bieber.
I don't see why the fuck not.
For Bieber.
Yeah.
For Bieber. Yo, Biebs.
You move like him too. And he
just, that song "Confident" by Bieber, bro. I was like,
many records. That's so fire. So fire.
That's one of my favorite. That's my favorite song by Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
"Confident" for sure. That man's talented. And you know they give him a lot of slack for like he grew up in that spotlight. And they give him some crazy, crazy stuff for them.
Bro,
that's tough, man.
You say so? Like, you're the only one that would say that though, because like you kind of you know what it's kind of like growing up. Yeah, in that shit,
I mean,
you know,
and, you know, it's I feel like other people say that too. I mean, obviously, like,
but it's just different.
What comes with it?
Walking in the shoes is different.
Walking in the shoes is so different. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, like, there's always choices that we regret. I mean, but like, if you had your whole life documented from when you were like that age,
could you imagine? Hey, could you imagine, age,
dude?
Could you imagine, like, bro? Like, I think about the shit that I did.
He had it at a elevated level where it was like,
can't even go aside.
Chris Brown, like you know what I mean? Like, he was the first. Wasn't he the first one to like hit like a billion on YouTube?
Some shit like that, yeah.
But bro, like,
could you imagine, bro?
No, what? That's wild. Like, and you know, like the amount of like still slack that he gets from it, and still has to, you know, overcome those types of things, and. There's like obstacles that come with it, you know, but you know, there are choices you could make differently, but we're only human, you know. Facts. That's what I say to it. We're only human.
If you could give any words of wisdom to people out there right now that are listening to this, that are consuming this content, are looking for, you know, something of value to take away from you yourself as a 22-year-old entrepreneur, you've been a recording artist for a while.
Yeah.
You have 300,000 views on one song, which some kids can't even get 10.
Hey, I'm fortunate.
You know, artists or even just people that are in college, like you've gone to college, you've worked.
Right.
Like, if any sort of value that you could provide out there, like, what would it be? What would it be?
It would be, tough question. Like, no matter like what you do or what you feel like you're not doing, just completely be yourself. And that's so hard to like, to sort of sometimes interpret, because you're like, sometimes who is that? You know what I mean? Like, we're all still searching for ourselves in different ways. But it's like, you know, don't be afraid of like what you feel. Like, look into what you feel and like really deeply think about what you want to do. And don't be scared to act on it, you know? Because life's short, man. And there's anything happen, life changes. And you have to be like adaptable, and you have to, and you don't want to like live life with regrets. You don't want to like look back and be like, damn, you know what I mean? Like, you know, like when you're making a decision, it's hard to like see like 2020 hindsight, but just make the decision that you want, because at the end of the day, you have to live with it. Mm-hmm. Nobody else does. Mm. And whatever you do today, that's why I'm saying like, choose wisely is so important. And like, if you're in school, you know, keep grinding through. It gets tough, man. These theses, studying, like, 9 to 5 is like, you wake up every day, like, here we go. What I mean? You know what I mean? Like, you got to clock in, make sure I'm here for it, and you got to be turned on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And no matter what you're going through, you just have to, like, find a way to always maintain, like, yourself. Go get into, like, a rhythm. I've had some health issues recently with my, like, I have been to my dermatologist and stuff. I was like, what's going on with my skin? Like, different things. And like, everything comes up, and you have to just adapt to it, and, you know, try to maintain optimism, an optimistic like mindset, you know, try to be healthy with what you're eating, go work out. Cause all these things like help balance yourself, you know,
crazy.
Read, you know what I mean? There's a lot to it. So, you know, whatever you do, just be you. Big facts.
Be you out there, guys. Be you, be big, and be global. Listen, I'm gonna close this up here. We try to keep it to like 45 to 50 minutes. We definitely went over a little bit, which is cool. I think that we went on a good tangent though.
Yeah, man,
that was dope. Yo, thanks for coming on the pod.
Oh, bro, come on. You know, I'm glad vibes. I got to make it down. It's been a minute.
Yo, it's hard. It's surprising. We're gonna chop up some more records. So expect some Bajay, Matty Corm's record. We always talk about it. We've never done it. Which is it's kind of cool that we haven't though.
I kind of like that.
You know, I kind of like it. Yeah,
it creates some mystique.
Yeah, it's kind of dope, bro. Yeah, it's kind of dope. But we might have something in the vault, guys. You never. Yeah,
we could just be fronting on you right now, easily.
Yeah, you never know. We could drop a whole album, but we won't. You know what I'm saying?
It's like Cole and Kendrick.
You know what I'm saying? It kind of is. It's a little key. Yeah, bye. Thanks for tuning in today, guys. Listen up. If you're at work today, have a good day at work. Just remember, put one foot in front of the other. Keep your head up out there. If you're dealing with some issues, I just want to let you know that everything is temporary. Forget who said it. I think it was Ray Lewis. He said pain is temporary. I don't know if he's a great example, but pain is temporary, and life is temporary as well, all right? So just remember that when you're going through your day-to-day, you can literally do anything you put your mind to. I promise that.
Yes.
You're beautiful. I believe in you. Follow me. My name is Matt Corman. It is Matt Corman on Instagram and everywhere else. Bajay, where can they find you?
They can find me at Bajay Global on Instagram, B-R-E-J-E. Yes, it's French. I don't speak it. but I'm black and Pakistani. I love you guys, man. Bajay.com, B-R-E-J-E.com. And yeah, Much love. Facts. Thanks for having me. Yeah, bro. I had a great time.
Thanks again. Yo, if you're listening to this and you haven't, Word to the Wise dropped October 4th. Woo! Last Friday. If you're listening to this right now, I'm assuming that it's platinum by now.
Easily
platinum.
Yeah, we're sending that to Maury Starr.
That's bro. What I'm saying, bro. Go look me up, Matt Corman, Word to the Wise. And go check out Bajay's music too, man. He's on Spotify too. You can go check, you know, on my profile if you're a fan of mine. Go to my last concerts or whatever, and he's up in there because obviously I brought the boy out for the show, and I will for any show that I do have.
I'm not going over anything.
Yeah. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good day at work. Peace.